Now, I mentioned last time, we mentioned two separate timing for the Mokia of Din Malchus Adin. Now, one is the Pshat in Teis Veshite that Din Malchus Adin only applies to Melech Yisroel, to Melech Akum, not to Melech Yisroel, because by Melech Akum, Ha'oret Shalei v'yochalim alem im lo yisasu mitzvei yisai agar yish eschem in Ha'oretz, aval Melech Yisroel loy, lishayat Yisroel kol Yisroel shutvim bo. So the question arose, how can Teisva say that the Melech v'chovim Ha'oret Shalei, in the Republic certainly, it's not Ha'oret Shalei? So the answer is, he doesn't mean Ha'oret Shalei the his title. In the Nemomenes, he's the Baili. He's the Baili. But he means, mitzad aloche of kibush. Shalei, it is kibush to him. It's under his control. It's kibush. And that's the aloche of Amun Mei of Tiyar B'Sichai. So we have aloche of kibush. The Gemara says that Akum B'Akum, we know there is a din of kibush of Akum B'Akum through the Gzeres HaKosuv of Amun Mei of Tiyar B'Sichai. And the Gemara asks, how do we know that there is a din of kibush Akum B'Yisroel? So the Gemara gives the teretz Nashaleach Vayesh Menishev. The Gemara doesn't ask, how do we know that there is a din of kibush of Yisroel be'akum, because that's it of a poshut. That's the posik v'chalto shlau ivecho. So it's a loche of kibush, of a din kibush of Yisroel be'akum. So there is a din kibush of akum be'akum, akum be'Yisroel, and akum be'Yisroel, and Yisroel be'akum. And it's not after kibush mochon. It can be kibush. A malchus can have kibush even without milchon. Without milchon. By Yisroel there is aloche of milchome. But that aloche of milchome of is shayach to Yisroel is not shayach to Akum. So, but there is no gzeres hakosuv of kibush of Yisroel be Yisroel. Of Yisroel be Yisroel. So of course one could say, since there is a loch of kibush, of Akum be Yisroel, Vayesh Menishevi, so Mimele, it's like Gora. Yisroel be Yisroel is not Gora, then Akum be Yisroel. If an Akum has a Keach kibush over Yisroel, so Yisroel could also have a Keach kibush. We could say that, but it's not Muchach. So Teisa Shitei is no. There is Exeres HaKosuv Vayesh Menishevi that Akum be Yisroel has a Keach Kibush, but Yisroel be Yisroel does not have a Keach Kibush. So this is the Pshat thesis. Not that thesis means because in the Nemomenes, the whole land belongs to him. In the Republic, certainly. I mean, the land does not belong to him. It does not belong to him. And still there is aloche of Dine Malchus Adine. I mean, no one would say that aloche of Dine Malchus Adine according to Isis applies only to a monarchy and not to a republic. So this is what Isis means, Oret Shalei, because it's under his control, because of the din of kibush. Some Rishonim mention in the name of Isis, V'ohadin Ediet, Hediet. So also his din is a din. So what it means is, Hediet means like square town. So they have certain rights. It's a municipality and they get certain rights. Certain rights were delegated to them. So Mele, all their rights emanate from the Malchus of the state. So this is what the Rishonim say. Hediet also the same thing, but it's based upon the din of kibush. Now that's one term for the aloha of din malchus adine. Then the Rashbam, Daf Nun Dalet in Gor Basra says, because the aloha of din malchus adine applies only to a malchus that has the approval of the people. Now it doesn't mean that it has to be a real democracy. By the people, of the people, for the people. The Dine Malchus Adine applies to any Malchus. It can be an autocratic government, it can be a monarchy, it can be a republic, as long as it has the approval of the people. So in ancient times, what was the simen? What was the simen that the people, the Bnei Hamdine, gave their approval for the Melech if the Matbeya of the Melech had circulation. That was like a vote today. And perhaps it was, sometimes it might have been a better indication of the approval of the people than the vote today sometimes. But whatever the reason, so as long as the Bnei Abdine indicated their approval one way or the other, so then it has a din of Malchus. But if it did not meet the approval of the people, so then it does not have a din of a Malchus, the Rambam says. So it's a Chavura listing. So the Rashbam says, in Bo'Baschad Daphne, hey, why do we say din of Malchus a din? Because kol dovah shebim momen itno yikayo. So a person is a bailing to stipulate on din of momen is over his own property. So mimele, so the whole collective are also bailing to be masne on din of momen is. That's the reason, and if the melech, who has the approval of the people that he should be their ruler, so if he makes laws, so that means that the laws of the melech are in effect the laws of the Bnei Amdino. So it's called Dovah Shebi Momen, so you can stipulate. That's another time of Dinei Malchusedin. Now, of course, from that point of view, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Melech Akum or Melech Yisrael. Now, the Mukiyesef here, on the Reed, he says the same thing as Teisves, that the Halacha of Dine Malchus Dine applies only to Melech Akum. It does not apply to Melech Yisrael. But he doesn't mention this Lomdes of Teisves, because the Orech Eloi, so he can tell them, Im Uisish Mi Ul Mitzvei Saya Garish Eschem Noot. He says something else. Now, Daf Chof Ches, Nukhiyesi. Now Gimor. Omar Shmuel din malchus edine. Perush Omar Shmuel komisame heiche. Shavino le'aluma le'dimuches neishu shalei kedin. Omar Shmuel dinu. So how can he lie to the muches? He din malchus edine. He owes it to him. V'iskimu reivam foshim zal di davke b'malchi u'meseiwa. V'dinei d'malchuse davke klimachuke ha-melech ha-kvuyin v'malchus al pi agdil avol din sha-hekmen eise midaitei any din, in other words, what he's saying, all the Rishonim say that, suppose a ruler will do something that is contrary to the constitution of their own state, so it's lav dinei d'malchuse. It has to be in accordance with their constitution. So if a country has a written constitution like the United States, so it's the written constitution. If the country, the state, has an old constitution like Britain, Magna Carta, so it has to be in accordance with the old constitution. And suppose the country has no constitution, neither a written nor an old constitution, so the Ramban says it has to be in accordance with the tradition of the predecessors of that king. In other words, even if the country does not have any constitution, not even an old constitution, but there are certain precedents. The ancestors of the same king also exercised certain rights, certain prerogatives. So then we say dinei malchus edine. But if a one king arbitrarily exercises a certain prerogative that never was exercised by any of his predecessors, so then the Ramban says, that's not dinei malchus edine. All right. Then he says, Umalchei Yisrael. So he says the same thing as they says. ומלכי ישראל אין דונים דין אלו על פי התירו. דקיימלום במסכת סנהדרין, כל הכוסות בפרשס המלך, בספר שמואל, מלך עוסבי, ולום ותירו אל לירום ולבעלום, שלו איש אלו המלך. Now there is a machlekes in Sanhedrin, Daphov, there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. So it's interesting that the shita of Muki Yosef is contrary to the shita of the Rambam. Because in that machlekes, the Rambam passes like Rav, that Melech Mutabei, Kolom, or with Parshas Melech, Melech Mutabei. And Muki Yosef, herein, passes like Shmuel, that Kolom, or with Parshas Melech, Melech Osobei. It's a question, why? I mean, after all, whenever there is a machleket between Rav and Shmuel, so the klal is Hilchasik Rav b'Yisurei u'Shmuel b'Dinei. So apparently, that was the machleket. Whether this is to become comes within the category of Dinei, so Meila Daloch is like Shmuel, or it comes within the category of Yisurei. So Meila Daloch is like Rav. So the Rambam apparently holds that primarily it's a machleket in Nisei, not in Dinei. Then there are certain rights that emanate, but primarily it's a machlekes nisure, some mele hilchasik rav nisure. And the Muki Yosef holds that primarily this machlekes is a machlekes in dinah. All right. So his raya is that the halacha of dinah malchus and dinah does not apply to Melech Yisrael, because there is a whole parasha in Shmuel when the Israelites came to Shmuel and they demanded a king. So Shmuel was very disturbed by this demand. And he told them, you know what the king will do? He'll do this, he'll take away of your chromim, he'll take away of your sodis, and he'll induct you into labor, he'll do all kinds of things. But they insisted upon a king. Shmuel was angry at them. So Shmuel gave them a whole list of things that a king might do. So there is a machleke between Rav and Shmuel. These things that Shmuel mentioned that a king might do, is he allowed al pidin to do it? Or he's not allowed, but Shmuel just told them that unfortunately kings are likely to exercise certain prerogatives that al pidin they are not authorized to exercise. So Rav says, Kolomo v'parshas melech melech mutabeh. It is kedin, all the things. And Shmuel says, Kolomo v'parshas melech melech osobeh. The Rambam paskas like Rav, that melech mutabeh. And the Nukhi Yisef paskas like Shmuel, that melech is osobeh. Is also paid. So that's Israel. If the halacha of dinah, the malchus of dinah. Now, among all the things mentioned in the parasha in Shmuel are things that relate to dinah momenes. To dinah momenes. So if the halacha of dinah, the malchus of dinah applies to Melech Yisrael, how can Shmuel say Melech Osabei, but mitzad halacha of dinah, malchus of dinah, even Melech Hakum can do it? And Rav who says Melech Mutabei, so it's because of a special halacha in Melech Yisrael, that's one of the dinim malchus, but it has no application to but not mitzad dinim malchus, not mitzad the general dinim malchus. So it's a raya that the halacha of dinim malchus dinim applies only to Melech Hakum, not to Melech Yisrael. But according to Rav, there is another halacha, a special halacha in Melech Yisrael, the parsha in Shmuel. It's Melech Mutabei, but not mitzad the general din of din Malchus Din. So he says the same thing like this. So he says, Avo din umalchi Yisrael in donin din el al piatero. The kaimu misachas anedan kol akosu biparshas amelech biseifah Shmuel Melech Osabei veliom roteiro el yirom ulevalo shelo yishalo emelech. But he doesn't mention Tesis Stam, because the Oret Shalei, the Yochalim Aleim, Yim Lissish Mi Umitzvei Sai, Agar Yish Eschem in Oret, he mentions another time. He says, a very logical time, he says, how is it Chayach, Dine Malchus Adine? Dine Malchus Adine applies to Dine Momenes, Dine Malchus Adine. So, So, umisoyimom b'lene yach, they were not nitztave and the dina Torah. So, memele, if they make their own laws, their own civil code, regulating the human relations, all the dinamomenes between one person and another, so it's effective. But Yisroel, they are mitzume ve'il ha-mishpotim ha-shatosim lifneyem. They have a civil code that was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them. So why should a new civil code be effective? It's a very logical time. It's a very logical time. But it's not the time of thesis. It's not the time of thesis. Now, it seems, so then the question arises, so what is the mokeya for Dine Malchus and Dine Kodek Mokeyeset? It's not kibush. Because if it had been the aloch of kibush, so he should have mentioned the lomdes of tesis. So you could say, maybe the Mokeyeset agrees with tesis shite, that the moke, the source for the aloch of Dine Malchus and Dine is the din of kibush. But whereas tesis holds, that in as much as we require a special posik for Akum be Yisroel, and a special posik for Akum be Akum, and one posik is not enough to cover all, so mimele, we need a special posik for Yisroel be Yisroel, and we don't have. And we don't have. That stays the shite. But the Mukyeitzef holds true that we need a special posik for Akum be Yisroel. But once we have a posik that even an Akum be Yisroel is the Keach of Kibush, so Yisroel over Yisroel should not be Gora, then an Akum over Yisroel. So Mimele, he has to resort to another time, because Yisroel are mitzuve, and the Dina HaTorah of Eila Mishpot Nashatosim Lifneyeh, Magik Dvor of Yaakov, Chuk of Mishpot of Yisroel. So that's a Afkoye that negates the effectiveness of any other code, because of Eila Mishpot Nashatosim Lifneyeh. We could say that, but it's more mistaber than the Mukiyesev. The Mukiyesev has another tam in the Malchus HaDinei. Not Teisves, since the Mukiyesev rejects Teisves tam, even though the Mukiyesev accepts Teisves psak, that it doesn't apply to a Melech Yisrael, but it rejects the tam. So it seems that the Mukiyesef is chilek kan teisves tam of the Malchus HaDinei. Now, what is the Mukiyesef's tam? So Rashi has another reason. Rashi in Gittin has another reason as to why we say Dine Malchus HaDinei. Now, the tam of teisves tam or Echalei and the Rashbam is mentioned by all achrei, but Rashi's tam of Dine Malchus HaDinei in Gittin, it's not so explicit, but it's not mentioned. I didn't see it mentioned. But it's... Now, there is a Mishneh in Gittin that few domed beis. Kol ashtores o'eilis ba'achoyish lem yichovim aval pishach esmeyem yichovim kshirim. Chutz migdinoshim shichravot. So in other words, that any shtar that is executed in the courts of the goyim, even though the signatories upon these shtores are goyim, so they are kosher, except a get ishom that has a lechsim goyim, so it's bot. So it's possible with the rice or ishtar shichum. So the Gemara says, kaposig vitone, lo ishne mecha, lo ishne matone, bein ishtar mecha, which is ishtar rai, bein ishtar matone, which is ishtar kiyin, bishlo ime mecha mechiyo yim suze kamay yudikone, ushtor rai baalnu, tilo yo yim suze kamay yelav, emar nafshaye, vikasim lishtore. El matone maikone lav vaishtore vaishtore chas bebalmehu. The Mishnah lays down a general rule that any shtar that is executed in the courts of the goyim, even though the signatories are goyim, is kosher. It's valid. Bein ishtar raya, like shtar mechire, bein ishtar kinyan, like matone. So bishleim ishtar raya, we understand, because shtar raya, the purpose of the shtar raya is to ascertain the facts. So memele, even though a goy is postulated, so he's not an aid, but there is an umdene that anyone who affixes his signature to an official deed that is executed by the government in the courts will not lie. There's an umdene. So what do we care that he's postulated, so he's not an aid? So, but we have a verification of the facts anyway. So that's why, if the shtar raya, the shtar mechire, the shtar, so the kinyan was through kesef, but the shtar says that Ruben transferred his son to Shimon through Moitz. So the kinyan took place through kesef. Karka is nicknamed to be kesef. But how do we know that there was such a kinyan of kesef? Goyim tell us. But we know that these goyim wouldn't lie. They wouldn't lie in court. So memele, in official deed in court. So memele, it is valid. But shtar matone, so the transfer has to be effected. Through the shtar requires aidim, goyim apostolades, so it's a chasve ba'alme. How can this transfer be effected? So that two machines in the Gemara. So Omar Shmuel dine de malchus edim. Because that's the law of the malchus. That if a deed is executed and signed in court, even though it's signed by goyim, so that affects the transfer of title from Reuben to Shimon. So dine malchus edine. V'iboyeseime tone chutz mechigit enoshim. That when the Mishnah says chutz mechigit enoshim, it doesn't exclude just git enoshim shechavodim. Old shtar kinyan, anything analogous to git enoshim shechavodim, that means shtar kinyan. So shtori soelim, ba'achoy shloim v'chovim, maron li, chesmeyim v'chovim, maron li, ksheireis, ishtar raya. But not ishtar kinyan. Not ishtar kinyan. That's a Mishnah. Now, so then there is a Rashi. Daf tesom et beis. Ton rabon. It starts tesom et daf. Ton rabon, b'shloish od rochem shom b'gid enoshin shecha avodim, shom b'lomer lechomei v'chol geshei shom b'tikusi posloch b'gid enoshin shecha avodim, v'chol ashtor yoselim b'achoy shom b'chovim, אבל פי שחסמי אלי כחובים כשאירים, חוץ מגיד אנושים שחרעבודים. שחרעבודים. So, Rashi, חוץ מגיד אנושים שחרעבודים. Rashi says that the first line of Rashi, that this one is, הואים לי מאחורי של כחובים, שנעשו אשתורס על די בזן של אלי כחובים, שחסמי אלי חייס מי שבסייחי, כשאירים, דידים אלי מלכוס הדיני, ואף על פי שעני סיין והמקבל ישראל אלי. So that is a remarkable expression. Ksheirim dine de malchus edine ve'afal pi she'anei sein v'am kabel Yisraelim. What's the afal pi? Even though the donor and the doni, the nesin and the kabel, both together are Jews. So in other words, loy mi boye, if one of the parties is a goy, then it goes without saying that dine de malchus edine. That the law of the malchus certainly has validity vis-a-vis any relationship between a goy and a Jew. That is a double portion. But even if both parties are Israel, not one of the parties is a goy, so then we could say, why should the law of the Malchus have validity vis-a-vis goy, Jews? A goy is not involved. So Komashmul and Shmuel, that even though one of the parties, and even though both parties, the Nais and enemy cabin, no goy is involved. Both are Jews. So still, so we say, didn't Malchus edine. Then he says, chutz megid enoshi, dilav mekrisis ninu, hoil v'lishayich ha-bitiras gitnu gdushi, avol aladin nitztav ibn neyach, v'chein shichur yavodi, v'bichsol psul ederayse, shov eshichur v'gentisho, v'gamrin ololo. So Rashi says, why get a noshim if the signatories are goyim, so it's possible? Because a goy is postulated in Getish. So Rashi mentions the term because in the Bitiras Krisis. All right, there is a special halacha or when the Pteras says that this possible ladies in Gitne Gdushi. So even whenever this possible ladies. But the Goy, we don't have to resort to it, because the Goy is possible ladies. In Kolatere Kola is possible ladies. And by Shtar Rai, it's not because it's kosher ladies, because it's Rai. So it's like Mige, it's like Chazoke, it's like Chob. Not Pteras Eides. So Rashi really didn't have to resort to the Talm in the Pteras Gitne Gdushi. All right, but that's not a kasha, because that Talm is also Shaykh. But then Rashi says, that's why all other story kinyan are effective. If the signatories are going, so what has it to do with Hadinim Nitztavu Neneach? What has it to do with Hadinim Nitztavu Neneach? So it seems, so the plain pshat in Rashi, no one asks anything against this Rashi. And this is a very strange Rashi, I mean, it doesn't even make sense on the surface. What has it to do with Adin Istav Neneach? So what is he kosher? Because of that he's kosher ladies. So he means, so he's Biteras Shtores. So merely the psu of any Biteras Gittin of Dushin that applies to Gittin doesn't apply. He goes post ladies. We don't have to resort to Biteras Krisis. By get, there is another aloche, that one who is not Biteras Gittin of Dushin, so Biteras Krisis is post ladies by get. Even when every tiny who has Mixas Geirus, he's not a goy. So he's also post ladies. But what do you mean? Aval aladin in istavlenech. Now, dineach han istavlen and zayim mitzvahs. One of the zayim mitzvahs is dinim. There is a fundamental machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. What dinim means? According to the Rambam, means, so dinim means they have to have a system of courts, of dayonim, to be done between one bineach and another. Lehish mechuyob lehish dayonim. And the Ramban says that dinim means dinim of this. Now there is a Chuves Ramo, Simen Yud, Chuve Yud, a very long Chuve. So he has a Shaila, he has a Sofik. Now, according to the Ramban, the dinim means dinim omenes. In the realm of human relations, so he is bound by a civil code. So what does it mean? He's bound by a civil code. Let's say Shomrim and Mazik Venizek, Sheil, Mashiel, I mean, all in all the nemomenes. So he is Mechuyev. Does it mean that he's Mechuyev in the nemomenes of the Torah? So in other words, that means that if one Beneach is a Shinosocho for another Beneach, so he's Chayev for Bnei Vavede. If he's a Shemachinom for another Beneach, he is chayev for pshiyeh, for bnei vavede potter. If he is a sheol for another meneach, so he is chayev even once, mamesh, do me the din of the Torah, the din of momenes of the Torah, or not. A meneach is not bound by the din of momenes, the civil code of the Torah. Veila mishpot ma shatosim lifneyem, not for meneach. But, meneach is mitzuve, every humo is mitzuve, to adapt the civil code, to regulate the human relations. It shouldn't be chaotic, just hefka. And then they are bound by the civil code of that nation. Of course, it has to be based upon logic. I mean, Nuremberg laws would not constitute a fulfillment of dini. But if it is based upon reason, so then that's dini. So the Ramor in Chuve Yud says a very strange thing. Now he says, because there is a machlekes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Zion, Vov, how do we learn out the Zayin mitzvah, the Meneach is mitzuve of Zayin mitzvah? So we learn it out from the posik by Tzava the Shem Rikim Ha'odam, Mikol Yitzakan Ochel Sech. Meitzadas Tevaro. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, dinim is learned out from Adishem, from Elikim, for example. Elikim's a dinim. Elikim's a dinim. Vinema, vinikra balabayis al Elikim. There it's a nikra balabayis al Elikim. So it's chayim. And according to Rabbi Yitzchok, Vaitzav. And he mentions it possible that Vaitzav is reference to dinim. So the Ramo says a very strange thing. I mean, it's a very strange thing. He says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that we learn it out from the word Elikim, is Miramis and Dinim. So then it has to be Dini Yisroel, Dini HaTorah, Elikim. In other words, the revealed civil code. But according to Rabbi Yitzchok, that we learn it out, that Dinim is Merumes in the term Vaitzav, so then it has to be their own civil code. And then he considers and he discusses whether we pass like a beats or we pass like a beat. Very strange thing. What has it to do with whether we learn that? Now, the Marsho says in so many words that Beninayach are not mitzuveh and the dinim of the Torah. Magid vov Yaakov chukov mishpat of the Israel lo yoso chein lechol goyim mishpatim bal yidot. And then the Aruch HaShulchan In the Hashulchan also says that it's a Dovah Poshet. Even though the Ramo says it's totally Machlekes Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Dovah Poshet. It's a Dovah Poshet. That Meneach, according to the Ramban, that Dinim means Dinim Momenes, it means that they have to adapt their own civil code. Not that they were Mitzuve and the Dinim Momenes of the Torah. Because Magid Vol Yaakov Chukov Mishpatim Yisroel also Chayim Lekol Goy U'Mishpotim, Mishpotim means the Momenes. Mishpotim Bal Yidon, if they are Mitzuve and the Mishpotim of the Torah, so why Mishpotim Bal Yidon? It's true, it's wrong, right? There is a Peirush of Reb Chaim Volozhiner and Pirkei Avos that it was written by Rabbi Tzale, his son Rabbi Tzale. But he mentions how Reb Chaim Volozhiner explained the Pirkei Avos. So there he mentions Ruach Hayim. So he mentions in that Pirush on Pirkei Avos, he mentions the name of his father, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He also says, it's a Dovah Poshet. In other words, as the Marsho says, that it means their own code, not the Dinim Omenes of Israel. The Netziv in his Pirush on Shiltes also says that it means they have to adapt their own code. And it's mistabel like that. I mean, because first of all, it's a Mefirash Posik. U'mishpotim bal yidom, if they are mitzuve. And the momentous of the Torah. So how could the Posik say in Tilim, U'mishpotim bal yidom? And then there is a raya from the Ramban in Chumash, because the Gemara says that bimoro in istabel adinim. So the Gemara is the kashe. Why we more on istavah ladinim? But Neach were also on istavah. So the Gemara says, in more they were on istavah an extra dinim. Because Neach were not istavah and knosis. And bimoro they were on istavah and knosis as well. So the dinim of moro is something over and above the dinim of Neach. Or the dinim of Neach. Because it had an additional element, knosis. The Ramban in Chumash, in explaining Shom Som Lecheiku Mishpot, that's the dinim of Moro. So he says that the dinim of Moro are not the same dinim that is mentioned in the Torah. But Bimoro, they won Itztave, just a few months before Matan Torah. So they won Itztave, the Israelites won Itztave to adapt certain nimusim, even though it was just a few months before Matan Torah, so they were nitztave to adapt their own nimusim in the realm of human relations. So the Ramban says, even vis-a-vis the additional dinim, that the Jews were nitztave bimoro, that it wasn't the same dinim of the Torah. So alach eskamo v'chamo, that the dinim of Neneach, that it's not the same dinim. I mean, it's a double portion. I mean, from this Ramban. So it's a piece. All right, anyway. So that seems that the consensus of opinion of the Rishenim and the Achrenim, except according to Ramo, so it's a total machlekes between Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Yochanan, is the dinim, according to the Rambam, that it means the dinimomenes, it doesn't mean the dinimomenes of the Torah, that they have to adapt their own laws in the realm of human relations, dinimomenes, their own dinimomenes. So apparently Rashi agrees with the Ramban Shite. Not with the Ramban. The dini means dini momenes. And what does it mean, dini momenes? Not the mishpotim of the Torah. But they have to adapt their own dini momenes. And every nation is at liberty to adapt its own code. So mimele, the Gemara explains, chutz mikitinoshi. So there are two lashonis. One lashon is mechikitinoshi. So then all Shtari Kinyan, if a goy is signed on the Shtores of Achoyes of Shtari Kinyan, so it's possible. But then another Loshen, Dinei Malchus Edine. Rashi is explaining that Loshen that says Dinei Malchus Edine, because according to the other Loshen, so all Shtari Kinyan are possible. And Rashi is explanatory of the Loshen that all Shtari Kinyan are kosher with the Chismayan Akub of Achoyes. So, and then there the Gemara says that why is it kosher? Because of Dinei Malchus Edine. So apparently Rashi holds, Rashi wants to explain here and Gittin the Tam. Why do we say Dinei Malchus Edine? After all, the Gemara doesn't mention a posik of Dinei Malchus Edine. Now this is Halach in the Momenes. So Rashi says, Sins Bnei Neach. Al Mitzuvah Dinim. And what does it mean, Dinim? They have to adapt their own Dinei Momenes. And of course, they're not mitzvah to adapt the civil code vis-a-vis Jews. Neneach are only mitzvah to adapt the civil code vis-a-vis themselves. Vis-a-vis Jews, they don't have to worry. So the Torah has a civil code for them. So of course, the Neneach are not mitzvah. So if Neneach will adapt the civil code to regulate the relations between one Neneach and another, they will be mikayim their mitzvah dinim. They will be mikayim their mitzvah dinim. But even though they don't apply the code to Jews, because they're not mechuyev to adapt a civil code for Yisrael. So vis-a-vis Bnei Neach, it goes without saying that whatever law, as long as it's reasonable, so whatever law in dinim omenes, Bnei Neach, a certain Malchus adapts, it constitutes a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Dinim, so according to Rambam. So Memele, it's effective, because since the Amichuyim to do it, so it means it's effective. If it's not effective, how can they be Mechuyim to do it if it's not effective? So vis-a-vis the relationship between one Bnei Neach and another, it is certainly effective, because that's the Halacha of Dinim. So Mimele Shmuel tells us that Chiddush. That since they are Mechuyev to adapt laws in Dinei Momenes, so if the Malchus applies the same laws to a relationship between two Jews, even though they are not Mechuyev, to adapt a law, laws in vis-a-vis Jews, that's not their Chiyuv. But if they do apply it to a relationship between two Jews, it's also effective. So this is what he says. Loi mi boy, the dine de malchus edine, vi aval pi shaleisim vam kabel Yisraeli mei. Loi mi boy, if one of the parties to the transaction is a goy, so they are mechuyev to regulate all the dine momenes of goy. So they are mechuyev to regulate all the dinimomenes of goyim who deal with Jews too. But they are not mechuyev. So it is needless to mention that it is effective vis-a-vis to goyim and vis-a-vis a relationship between a goy and a Jew, because that's the chayiv of dinim. But because of that, so memele, even if they apply the same law to a relationship between two Jews, and that's not their task, but if they do apply it, so it is also effective. This is what Rashi means. So Mimele, Dine Malchus Dine is effective even ligabe relationship of Dine Momenes, where both parties are Yisrael. So according to Rashi in Gittin, The source for the Halach of Din Malchus Edine is the Din of Dinim. Now, since the Din, but Mimele, it is effectively Gabe Dinim Omenes between one Jew and another. So Mimele, since this is the Mokeya for the Halach of Din Malchus Edine, it's only Shayach by Malchus Akum, because they are Mitzvah al Dinim. But Malchus Yisrael, they are Mitzvah al Dinim. So it's not based upon the Halach of Dinim. So every dinim omenes must be grounded in the mishpatim of the Torah. This is what the
This is what the Mukesu says.
Oh, now. So we have three times for the Machas Adinei. The Rashbam's time is because the Malchus represents the Bnei Amdinei, so it's Dovah Shebimomein. So any Hasnoi in Dovah Shebimomein is effective. So, and even though there is a mute of Bnei Amdinei who do not give their approval, so it's Rubi Kikure, as long as the Rov Bnei Amdinei gave their approval to the dominion or the dominion of the king, so that king represents the Bnei Amdinei, and any law passed by the king is like a law passed by all the Bnei Amdinei, by all the Amdinei. Now, that's the Rashbam's pshat in the Malchus Adinei. Then Tesis pshat is that is that's like the Rashbo in Yevomes. It's based upon the Loch of Kibush, and then Rashi in Mukiyeses pshat, that it's based upon the aloche of Din. Right, now let's see the Gemara. Sheim shall be samelech. Ve'af al pi sheinon shall be samelech. Heichen odar. Omar avam rom omar av. Be'im er yosro peris oil om olayim einom shall be samelech. Yosro peris oil om olayim einom shall be samelech. And it is not Bishamelech. So it should be, so the parents of Elam should be Osir on him. But it's not Osir. So the Gemara is the Kashi. Why isn't it Osir? Kim Doma Yesru Yitzra Lekopira Da Alme? Be'im Hayei. Idom Hayei. So, and that day he has to refrain from eating the parents. But the next day he's allowed to eat the parents. So the question is, so what kind of an eitz is it? I mean, So the muches is not stupid. He hears that the Yisrael says Hayeim. So he'll know. Why do they say Hayeim? Because he's not telling the truth. It is not Yom Bishamelech. So he domar Hayeim will cover many muches. Ve'ina believe Hayeim. In his heart, he thinks he's mehare Hayeim, that it should be lived. The Yisrael should be only chal for the duration of the day. Not for the other days. But with his lips, he doesn't spell it out. Who made him his first of stam? The apple gave this will and dwarf should live in Dvorim. The Gabon Sishani. So what does it mean, Gabon Sishani? It doesn't mean that in a unseen situation, in a hardship situation, so then the aloha of dwarf should live doesn't apply. The aloha of dwarf should live applies in every situation. But in a hardship situation, there is a yechoche that he doesn't mean it stam. If there is no hardship situation, and if a person doesn't limit the zman of the Issa Peres, so then it means, so Anan Sade, that he meant that the Peres should be also a little more. But in a hardship situation, even though he doesn't limit it, so we understand that in his heart he means to limit it. He's not going to ask all the Peres for all the time. Unsishan. All right. Now, heichen oder daran. Heichen oder lishne maslis in kashe, wenn you come on eating shein trumo, veiche shayich nidle vay lishne kleima. Idi oma yesho peves ilom alay, leilom, in dvorm shel nebilev, mi vatma sheitze bifid. Afilu gabi unse gahay, eli hoche stome koma, yosho peves ilom alay, vinei, idi stome leilom ashma, hane mileichen leke unse. Mishim nitvei mashma leilom yayei. Aval eich adi ke unse, hachin se miforosh lo ilibur ed ayeim koma, ki mishloma bifirosh behefer. Umiyu, nei, idoche maskinon. Dilo bav unse, leilom mashma, ki mnistome koma, vafil so in the mishpat alosh. Stome means leilom. If there is no hardship situation. But if there is an anus, it does not mean leilom. And even if he knows that he needs, suppose there is no hardship situation, there is no illness, and he says Stam, Yosro Peres, and in his heart he's limiting it to the duration of the day, so it'll still be Yosro, even after the day, because there is a law of Pivili Bishovin, but if he was mischavin to say something that the Mishpat Aloshin has a certain connotation, even though in his heart he is mechavin something else, so you ignore his kavon in heart. V'afilom ha'beliv ha'yin l'man, av'loche mi she'gom ha'beliv elodem paschit, ve'yitzim pastam, ve'yitzim pastam, lo yamrino kim listom ekom avoleke unse, she'yosa v'chol pas, de'ocha ha'netayim mipne she'mischavim le'im ha'loshem, she'mashmiu se le'ilom, ומשמוכה כל אחד לכיוון זה לילה משמע, אבל אוסו, כימדו היצי פסחיתים נסחבי, אלו דיפוס הדאום הפס איסקל מילולי, הרי אם פי ולי בשובים, ואינו עושה לו פסחיתים, כבר כסבתי זה פסחי שתיים, פסחי מסיעת לשמע. Now we discussed already that thing, I mean, if it's נסקל לשני, so then it's not פי ולי בשובים. Is that we will show him. So here we cannot. So Mimele, we cannot say Dvorim Shevelev in Dvorim, because the word that he said, he didn't intend to say. It was a slip of the tongue. So the pay is lacking. So the pay is lacking, because since there is a loch of people libishovin, and in the case where there is a slip of the tongue, even though there is an under in the muchach that he didn't have a slip of the tongue. But if he tells us that he had a slip of the tongue and his name on some mele, there is no afloy. There is no afloy. All right. Now the Gemara further. Bishama yeimrim bichol nedrin chutz libishvuah. And b'silim ha'bishvuah b'shamayim liftol b'neder b'silim ha'fiv tachlei b'shamayim ha'bashu madim.